little bit more deeply into the history of Cyprus's importance as a trading and defence post. Anna Marangu is a Cypriot historian. Anna Marangu, how would you describe Cyprus geopolitically and geographically?
Well, it has always been a link, an amazing link from antiquity all the way down to medieval period. It's been a link between the Far East, the Middle East and the West. You know, back in the old times, it was copper. It was Cyprus that had this amazing gift of copper ore in Cyprus. So through our island, copper was exported to the east and to the west. Cyprus has always been a stepping stone. Don't forget where it is. It's placed in such a location. And I remember something that we have always been taught at school, something Disraeli once said, that those who want to keep an eye on the Middle East must have a foot on Cyprus. So this is practically Cyprus's fate to be in the way. It's in the way since antiquity. This is why we had the Syrians, we had Egyptian conquerors, and we had the Persians. And then, of course, Alexander the Great went by, always a stepping stone of trade. Trade passed through the island to the west. And, of course, this was taken over later on, after the Byzantine period, by the Crusaders, right? We had Richard the Lionheart, who came on the Third Crusade in 1191. And his aim was to go to the Holy Land, but what he wanted basically was to leave a part of his garrison on the island so as to be able to cope and attack on the Syro-Palestinian coast. So we're there, we're underneath Turkey, beside Syria, we are very next to Egypt. We had relations with all these people throughout. We have had symbiosis. This is how Cyprus came to be and is on the map today. And I think this is a character of the island. It sort of has to cope with stronger neighbors, and it has to find a modus vivendi. And I hope that this is going to be the outcome of the Geneva talks. We have to find a way.
You've talked about the defense aspect, the trade aspect, some of the history. Can we delve into antiquity even deeper? Tell us how far back it goes in a minute, if you could.
5 to 10,000 BC. I mean, we know that we were exporting copper. We found Cypriot copper in Rio Tinto in Spain. We found it in the Balkans. We found it everywhere in the Middle East. We have been there, and we have been a very fortunate country due to the copper exportation. We had, back in the old times, I mean, when you think about the size of Cyprus, we had 10 city kingdoms, and each city kingdom had a king and its own coin and its own army and its own fleet, whether it was the coastal cities. Cyprus was tremendously rich due to this copper ore, and it was a center of trade, because do not forget, even later on, when ships went out, ships didn't go out to the large sea, they went along the coast. So the normal way of traveling, for instance, of the Arab raids of the 7th century was crossing going along the Syro-Palestinian coast, going over Cyprus, and off on their way to Constantinople, right? So we were always there defending ourselves, defending the population and the civilization of Cyprus. And this happened because it's just a crossroad. It's Asia, it's Europe, it's Africa. We're right there.
And Anna, can I just bring you up to date now? The three countries that currently guarantee Cyprus's security are Britain, Greece and Turkey, two British military bases on the island. Do you think that Britain will maintain its link with Cyprus, whatever happens with these talks and reunification?
I think Britain and Cyprus recently had a visit of Mr. Boris Johnson here. We heard him talk. I think Britain has particular interest in Cyprus, and I'm sure relations will be the same. And I very much agree that you will keep your bases, probably maybe cede some land. But I think there's always a very strong link between the Cypriots and Britain.
Anna Marangu, thank you very much. History perspective on Cyprus there. 546, the city of Melbourne.